Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. At tomorrow's Board of Supervisors meeting, the Board is expected to approve the employment agreement between Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes, effective as of December 22nd. The Board will be presented with the terms of the contract negotiated between Smith Haynes and the county, and the salary and benefit package is essentially the same as the one currently in place. The Board of Supervisors will hear a presentation from Alderon Baird regarding the vulnerability of the Humboldt Bay coast to sea level rise at tomorrow's meeting. The Board will consider whether or not to send a letter of support to the State Coastal Conservancy to provide funding for technical studies with any potential impacts associated with sea level rise. Laird has made an inventory of the shoreline around Humboldt Bay, particularly low-lying areas that will be vulnerable, as well as will provide examples of flooding in the past 10 years and to identify potential risks to public safety, property, and natural resources. On Saturday evening, 65-year-old Healdsburg resident Frank Hand was riding his motorcycle southbound on Highway 199 north of Siskiyou Fork Road. While attempting to make a right-hand turn in the roadway, he went across the northbound lane, lost control, and slid into a steel guardrail. He then fell down a steep embankment. Hand was pronounced dead at the scene. The California Highway Patrol is searching for answers, but impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. Janelle Egger, who filed a lawsuit against Humboldt County for its implementation of the emergency ordinance that strictly curtailed protest outside the courthouse in Eureka, announced today that she has settled the lawsuit with the county. Egger filed the lawsuit against regulations that curb public assembly and speech in front of the courthouse, and the supervisors have since moved to amend the ordinance at the urging of civil rights groups. The county continues to amend the ordinance and is working with local groups to ensure that the rights of protesters as well as the rights of the public are not infringed by the ordinance language. Eureka City Schools held an award ceremony on Friday to honor 32 students and 37 employees at Eureka High School. The 32 students were recognized for their excellence, and they achieved perfect scores on the California Standards Test in math, science, or both. Each student was called up to be congratulated by the board and recognized for their achievement. President Obama has designated the home of labor leader Cesar Chavez as a national monument, calling Chavez a hero to millions of farm laborers. The 105-acre parcel of land known as La Paz near Bakersfield was the site of planning for the Farm Workers Union and is also the site of Chavez's grave. He died in 1993. And Eureka police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating three suspects who used a stolen debit card to make purchases at three stores in the Bayshore Mall and two stores in Arcata. You can find pictures of the suspects at the Eureka Police Department's website, and anyone with information is asked to contact EPD. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the supervisors continue to wrangle with the general plan update, Eureka City Manager David Tyson reminds us that the general plan affects city dwellers as much as it affects those who live in unincorporated areas of the county. Tyson said that there must be some wriggle room when it comes to the general plan update.
The specifics of the general plan, both for the city of Eureka and the county, I think you have to be flexible. And in this county, with our diversity in politics and beliefs, I think having something that's cast in stone, so to speak, is going to be difficult.
Tyson went on to say it's important to listen to the folks who will be affected.
General plans, as they are, they do have some statutory requirements that have to be met, and that's part of the bureaucracy of what we were talking about earlier that's cast in stone. But we also have to be creative and put flexibility into our general plans and our planning so as to be ready for, you know, those opportunities that come along, you know, whether it's industrial development, commercial development, housing development, or preserving, you know, lands of Humboldt County, we need to be flexible there. Sure. And I think we need to also really listen to our constituents.
The supervisors will hold their next general plan update hearing next Monday, the 15th. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.